Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I loved the first ones, How to Train Your Dragon. Jordana and Paul, Tim Lammers on the phone. His movie reviews are brought to you, as always, by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Jordana. Yeah, I love the How to Train Your Dragon series as well. The first one was 9 years ago. The second one was in 2014. So it takes a while to put together these animated movies. They take their time. They get it right because, like those first two films, I'm sure if you can remember, Jordana, those scenes where the dragon takes flight, especially if you're in the theater, they're just exhilarating
amazing.
To watch. I mean, It's amazing at how realistic CGI has become, computer animation. It almost feels lifelike. And this one, probably from that standpoint, is the best of the three. The story, you know, same old as far as I'm concerned, you know, good versus evil. I think that's because they're aiming this at a kid audience as opposed to a kid and adult audience.
Well, that was dumb.
To say that, you know, you wouldn't enjoy it as an adult, as a parent, or whoever, you know, takes a kid to the movie. It's a lot of fun, and I think probably a good family movie for this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be going. And we all cry at these anyway, so we'll be going and enjoying it.
And you will
it.
Be yeah. at the end of this one. It's a nice way to wrap up the trilogy, because I think this is the meant to be the end now.
And why movies like this don't get nominated for Oscars generally, I am excited for this weekend, because I love the Oscars.
I do, too, and I love talking about them.
Yes, so... I'm so happy that there's somebody else here who's predicting the future. It's so much easier to look at the past and talk about what already happened in the past. You can dress up a monkey in a sport coat to talk about what happened in the past.
I am not envious of your job, Paul.
Tim, time to put your time, money, reputation on the line. What are you thinking here? Who will the big winners be on Sunday?
Well, I got the top six categories for you. Best Supporting Actress. Now, these are picks who I think will win based on the trends of other awards. I'm not Kreskin here. I'm not just pulling these names out of a hat.
And it's not your opinion. It's based on some other trends, you said, right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Although I will give you my opinion when I'll say who will win and who should win.
Excellent.
Who will win the Best Supporting Actress Oscar is Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Now, she's won the Golden Globe. She won the Critics' Choice Award, which actually I vote on those awards. Mm. And they have been pretty accurate with predicting the winner of the Oscar. However, she did not... she wasn't nominated for the Screen Actors Guild Award, which is, you know, nominated by industry folks. So, you know, since Emily Blunt won that and isn't nominated for an Oscar, this sort of makes it a toss-up. So I think if there's a chance for an upset, and I think who should win is Amy Adams in Vice. I thought she was just as strong as Lynn Cheney, as Christian Bale was, as Dick Cheney in that film.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this is her sixth nomination for an Academy Award. She's never won. So I'm thinking, if anything, she's due. Come on, let's give it
so
to her.
So good. I loved her when she was Giselle
she's
in
terrific.
That Disney movie. I love Amy Adams.
Enchanted. That was from like 10 years ago, and it's a wonderful film. Yeah,
it's amazing.
She could have been, I don't think she was nominated, but she could have been nominated for that. She's a great actress.
Agreed.
Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali for Green Book will win. He swept the everything this award season, including the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I'm thinking if the fact that he won 2 years ago for Moonlight, that might hurt his chances a little bit, because Oscars, they're generally very, very stingy to award that second Oscar. But he won for Moonlight 2 years ago, and again, that was supporting. This is supporting. It's just a great performance. It's hard to argue, although if it were up to me, I would love to see Sam Elliott win for A Star Is Born. He's been in the business for 15 years, and you have to admit, it's not like this would be a lifetime achievement sort of recognition. Yeah. He was a real emotional anchor of that film, and I loved him in the film, so I'd love to see him win. But again, Mahershala Ali, I think, is going to take it for supporting.
Okay.
All right. Writing this down.
I know. I'm filling out my brackets.
We're going to grade this.
Okay. And we're going to follow up on Monday, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
You get the opportunity, Paul, to yell at me.
The tables are turned.
You post nasty things all night on Twitter Sunday.
No. Hey, it's...
Okay. Yeah. On the Best Actress category, should win and will win. I know you've seen this one at least, Jordana.
Uh-huh.
Paul, you need to see it. Glenn Close in The Wife.
The Wife,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, I'm surprised you didn't say Lady Gaga.
Well, you know what? There is one tiny sliver of hope for her because she tied for the Critics' Choice Award with Glenn Close. You know, that might tell you that, yes, she's on the minds of voters.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the minds of voters is the fact that she's going to walk away with that Best Original Song Oscar,
right,
along with three other songwriters. There's four songwriters on that song. So she will win for that. So it's not like she's going to leave the night empty-handed. Glenn Close, on the other hand, 40 years in the business, she's left 6 times empty-handed before this. She's never won an Oscar. This is her 7th one.
She'll get it.
And again, you might think, well, this is a lifetime achievement. If you've seen The Wife, there's no questioning that she is a force of nature in this film. She completely deserves to win on Oscar night.
Okay.
So good.
All right.
All right. Best Actor. And I know you've both seen this film. Should win, will win, Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
This is such a crowded field, though. I mean, you think Bradley Cooper and then Viggo Mortensen.
Look, I would be happy with Viggo. I would be happy with
Christian
Bradley
Bale.
Cooper. Yeah. Honestly, I'd be happy with Christian Bale. But the thing is, Christian is probably the one guy that has the chance of upsetting him. Bradley, on the other hand, hasn't had any love from any of the organizations, nor has Viggo, which is very, very strange. But Christian Bale took a couple Critics' Choice Awards, but Rami's won everything else, including the Screen Actors Guild Award. And that, to me, again, that's the prime indicator right there. And you have to admit, I mean, talk about channeling a character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody came closer to channeling a character, apart from maybe Christian Bale. I mean, both those performances, they nailed those performances. But I think because Christian won before, and the second Oscar's hard to come by, Oscar likes to spread the wealth. They're going to give it to Rami.
Tim, if the goal is to get people in the theater to suspend their disbelief, I really thought I was watching Freddie Mercury up there.
Oh, no question.
So good. He nailed
the part, and I hope he gets it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, not only look, the Live Aid performance is the pinnacle of the film, clearly,
sure.
But right from the very beginning, because you saw how he grew as a character as Freddie Mercury. He was a different person that started that film than the person that we saw at the end of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it was a great range in that performance. And, I mean, if you love Queen, too, I mean, and Queen and Adam Lambert are also going to perform at the Oscars, too,
nice.
Which will be a nice bonus for that night.
Yeah, Dan Cook thinks Mike Myers should get an honorable mention for his appearance in
that. Yeah, the Razzies.
Well, he certainly will get mentioned if Rami wins. And he's been very gracious in his acceptance speeches. And believe me, all this stuff... The industry is watching. If you're going to get up there all arrogant and everything, that's going to work against you with voters. I mean, they want somebody that's grateful for, you know, and he clearly is. I think he was very sincere in all of his acceptance speeches. And he did thank Mike Myers before.
Let's move on to Best Picture.
And wait, do we have a drum roll or anything?
Well, yeah, we'll go right to Best Picture.
Nope, that's not it.
Yes.
Was that a red shot?
That's not it either. All right, can't find the drum roll, but sorry, we can't build up the anticipation and the tension, but...
You know, I'm a drummer by trade. I could maybe get my drumsticks on pound of death. Okay, insert drum roll here. Best Picture will be, not my favorite in the world, but it will be Roma.
No!
Oh, really?
That's
and
terrible.
It is a complete bore. Jordana, you agree with me, this isn't right.
Couldn't even finish it.
But did you like it?
Couldn't. I had to nudge handsome husband awake, and I'm like, we're done.
Well,
like,
why is it going to
so
win?
So boring.
How? Right, how? Right, in what because, universe is it possible that's going to win? If it's a flop, if it's boring?
Because it's the one time of the year where the industry likes to pretend that it's all about the art.
The artistes?
They're artistes, and this is. And then the next day, they're plotting to make their next blockbuster, right? But Alfonso Cuarón is going to win Best Director. He's going to win Best Cinematography, possibly Best Editing. He's going to walk home with possibly four Oscars on Oscar night. So,
One of them shouldn't be Best Picture. He can win cinematography and artsy-fartsy stuff, but my goodness.
It's the sum total of its parts, though, I mean, if you're going to award it for all that other stuff, then they clearly have to add all the picture as well. I just don't get it. I mean, the critics have loved this picture. And I don't include myself amongst them. I don't get the fascination with it. It is effective, Paul, in that if you have insomnia, put that on Netflix in the middle of the night. You'll go to sleep,
hey,
believe me.
And it's Netflix. And this is a topic maybe for the next time we chat. Barry Diller, you saw what he said about Netflix and Amazon?
No.
He went public just a few days ago. He said, Barry Diller, very famous, very well-known, very successful. He said, Hollywood is now irrelevant. And those who chase Netflix are fools.
Ooh,
wow. So talking about the disruption taking place in Hollywood, the democratization of filmmaking, and now how Amazon and Netflix are the juggernauts when it comes to distribution.
Sure. Oh, and that might work against it on Oscar night. The whole idea that the industry, Hollywood, does not like Netflix, there might be a backlash. And in that case, if there's an upset, because it won the Producers Guild of America Award, Green Book could sneak in and win the Best Picture.
Is that how you think should win?
Yeah, I would be happy with either that or Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay. Lots of options.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to commit to one, but I'm just thinking the one that has the best chance of those three because Star is Born. I don't know what happened. That was the early favorite.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Totally dropped off, and when Bradley Cooper wasn't nominated, it's like, this thing ain't going anywhere.
Huh.
I'm thinking because the Producers Guild loved Green Book, that might be your winner for Best Picture, but I'm sticking with Roma. I don't understand why. It is just going by the trends of the way things look right now.
Tim Lammers, you're the best. We will be talking with you again at 3:35 on Monday.
Cool.
Monday, yes. Looking forward to it.
We'll be watching. Hey, Tim, thanks for whetting our appetite. We certainly appreciate you spending some time today.
And
Tim,
I appreciate all your weather predictions, Paul.
yeah, sure you do. Uh-huh.
Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can always find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.